Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ends today. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place on Saturday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons and Gen Z content. The primary objective of ECI's Turning 18 campaign is to galvanize youngsters to participate in the upcoming elections and address the critical issues of urban and youth apathy noticed in the previous elections. On the other hand, You Are the One campaign aims to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contributions of various stakeholders involved in the electoral process. The Election Commission has also started a special campaign to curtail fake news and misinformation on election processes. Currently, ECI has social media presence on major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, with the recent additions of public app, WhatsApp, channel, and LinkedIn. Bari Vardhan Chindan, a pioneering tri-service conference aimed at generating new and fresh ideas, initiatives, and reforms to propel jointness and integration efforts, will be held in New Delhi today. The day-long discussions will be chaired by Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Jauhan. It will be the first-ever conference of the heads of all tri-services institutions, the Department of Military Affairs, Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff, and the three services. Defence Ministry said, with the Indian Armed Forces having embarked on a major transformative change in their quest to be ready for the envisaged future wars, initiatives are being undertaken to promote jointness and integration as structures are modified to enable tri-service multi-domain operations. Dimapur Area Our Baptist Arogo Pastors Fellowship said relaxation of the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 from Dimapur or any part of Nagaland will be a blunder which will further destroy the fabric of our society. The Pastors Fellowship of Dimapur area, in a letter addressed to Nagaland Chief Minister, stated that the government agencies, armed with the vigour of the law, must put more effort to control the situation so as to maintain progressive generation rather than degeneration. It urged the state government to take corrective measures on the loopholes and reinforce the act. Relaxing the enforcement of the Act will be like keeping one of the doors open, which will eventually pave the way for free access all over Nagaland. The fellowship said no amount of consideration, either monetary, revenue, business purposes, employment, etc., should be allowed to stand above the existing Act that stands against the evils caused by the use of alcohol. It is stated that to safeguard future generations of the Naga society, the civil societies under the banner of Nagaland Baptist Church Council approached the Nagaland legislature to enact law to control the use of alcohol in the state. As part of an educational and motivational tour, 47 cadets of Sainik School Satara, Maharashtra visited Sainik School Bungwa, Nagaland yesterday. The students witnessed the training and administrative facilities at the Sainik School and interacted with the principal, staff and cadets of the school. The cadets also engaged in a friendly tug-of-war competition. The cadets were also given an insight of a battalion routine during their visit to Assam Rifles Battalion at Kaspani, an insight of a battalion routine. Further, the visiting cadets got an opportunity to learn about culture and tradition of Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.